hello, hello, fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host to the north, I think. I forgot to ask where he was today. Super Sappy. Actually, I think you're in America, so I think you're northeast.
No, northwest. I'm in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh, never mind. Oh, yeah. I lied. So yes, Super Safi.
Hi, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. And as always, before we get into this week's show, it is time for your regular reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below us. So now let's get on with the show. We are in the thick of the Treehouse of Horror event. Not a lot of horror with the Treehouse of Horror event, but Treehouse of Horror nonetheless. We're rounding third and heading for home as we are several days into Act 3. So, Saf, we covered Act 1 in our last episode. Thoughts on Act 2 and 3? You start with Act 2.
Act 2, I mean, do you want to just go through the prize track quickly? Just refresh everyone's memory on what was included?
Yeah, so the Act 2 prize track was Sideshow Mel's monster truck, future military jeep. It was a very vehicle-heavy act. The ride in an exploration pod task, the human-sized body bags truck, and the geriatric park pond.
So for me, the animated task and the pond were the nice upswings of the act. Overall, three vehicles on a prize track was kind of odd. I mean, I did like a couple of the vehicles in terms of design and like look. But to have all three of them in one act on one prize track, that was a little bit of an odd prize track. So overall, it was a little bit of a letdown from Act 1 for me compared to Act 1. I did prefer the Act 1 prize track a little bit more. I found it a little bit more cohesive than this one. I mean, I guess you could argue that having cars is cohesive, but for me, it wasn't bad. Like, I wouldn't call it horrible, but it was kind of meh for me. The geriatric part definitely did help, and the exploration pod task helped. How about you? What'd you think of the prize track?
Yeah, so kind of the same. Initially, I thought this would be a better act than it was. This is definitely Act 2 is definitely the worst act of this event, which is okay for me. It's Act 2. It's not Act 4. We're not ending the event on the hot dog cooker bot. I will never let that go.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it definitely was not a great act, but it wasn't the worst act I've ever seen. Sideshow Mel's monster truck, the future military jeep, and the human-sized body bag truck. I thought it was kind of funny because I was like, I don't even want one of them in my town. Why do I want to buy more for donuts? That was kind of interesting. But yeah, definitely for sure, the ride and exploration pod task was a highlight, as well as the geriatric park pond, which obviously fits nicely into geriatric park. The ride and exploration pod was nice because you got a bonus. Even if you didn't purchase Grandpasaurus, you get him as part of that task, and you get to see his teeth fall out, which is easily the best reason to buy Grandpasaurus. So I enjoyed that immensely. So for those who didn't do the task yet, look in Lisa's task list and you will see she's got a task and Grandpasaurus will chase her around in the pod. So that's fun. What were your thoughts on the premium with Act 2, the Mecha Chalmers?
The storyline with Mecha Chalmers was nice. Overall, it was an okay premium for me. I like some of the other premiums that have come in this event a little bit more. Both Act 1 and Act 3 I found to be more favorable than Mecha Chalmers. We'll get to Act 3 and Pantera Marge shortly, but it was an alright premium purchase. I mean, I got it, but if people are kind of on the fence, it depends on what you like. I mean, I think we mentioned this in the spoiler videos. I mean, there's a little segment, THOH segment for everyone, so If you like The Island of Dr. Moreau, you can go with the Island of Dr. Hibbert episode. If you like Jurassic Park, you can go with the Jurassic Park premium. If you like Stranger Things, you got a premium for you.
Avatar,
you got a premium for you. So, yeah, and I'm forgetting the fourth, the fifth episode.
The Bionaut.
The 50, yeah, exactly, the Attack of the 50-Yard Signs. So if you have a... If you love old school Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, you got a premium for you. So everyone's got something for me. So.
Yeah, I mean, for a rare moment, because donuts are not anything anymore to most players, even me, who's always spent money on donuts, they're like nothing these days. I passed on Mecha Chalmers. It didn't appeal to me. It was a skin, not a character, which was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just was like, you know what? I don't need it. I don't need it in my spot. I'm never going to use this. I didn't like the military base that it came with. I was like, I don't have a spot for this in my town. I don't really care. So I actually passed on it, which is rare for me. Usually I buy every premium item. I did pass. And I'm sure I'll find it in a mystery box somewhere down the line. Because that's always what happens. But yeah, so I passed on it, so I don't have the direct firsthand experience with the task. I have seen his tasks and stuff in the image files. They do look funny, but to me, it just wasn't worth the 150 donuts. But I do like how, even though Act 2 prize track was a bit of a letdown, I did appreciate how they kind of interwove the story line together. So like the first act, setting everything up with the dinosaurs invading. The second act, they kind of got to come up with a plan to defeat the dinosaurs. So the first plan is military action. You know, the Springfield Militia, which, you know, not so good. But that's why you get things like Sideshow Mel's Monster Truck, which, oddly enough, I couldn't find an episode that it was from. I know some people had thought it was from the Hunger Games spoof. The water one. Thank you. And it's not, I watched that segment like four times just and very slowly did not see the monster truck at all. So I don't know if it's a new thing, if it's based on something they were going to put in that episode and didn't. But I definitely have no idea where it came from in that regard. But, you know, but the storyline itself really, it's weaving itself very nicely. You know, you've got all these little trial and error things that are happening. Like I said, Act 1 sets everything up. Act 2, they try military. Act 3, they try altering DNA, which we'll get to in a minute. And then Act 4, there's a whole nother they're going with the science route. So I really appreciate how they've done that. And that's the best part of these events have been for the last 2-3 years. Yeah. Storylines always yeah. Top-notch. Let's jump to Act 3. Actually, you know what else was in Act 2? Before I forget, the Over-Under Beast. Gil's deal. This one was 150 donuts, which wasn't terrible. Did you purchase that one?
I did purchase it as well. Again, out of the five premiums in this event, that was my least favorite. I'm just not a huge Stranger Things fan. Even in the THOH segment that they had from their 30th THOH, the XXX, it was kind of a meh segment for me. Yeah, I wasn't that thrilled with it, but I did get it just for the sake of completionist.
Yeah, I mean, that's one I actually purchased. I was iffy about it because I was like, I don't really care about it. I don't really want it. In the end, I ended up buying it. I always feel bad for Gil. So, but I figured, I'm not buying Mecha Chalmers, and this is an actual character, so at least there's something. And the mall, you know, that's easier to fit into Springfield. So I did purchase that. It's funny. I mean, his tasks are funny. They're amusing. So, you know, I like it. I probably never use the character for anything, though. It's just roaming randomly around my Springfield. I'm sure I'll end up trying to tap on it one day, being like, what is this random thing? It looks like a plant that I have.
Exactly. It looks like a tree. I've stumbled across him in my Springfield a few times, and it's like, okay, there's just a tree just roaming around. A tree.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's there. All right, let's jump to Act 3. As a refresher, so today, as you're watching this, it is Saturday, Act 4 is going to start on Tuesday, November 2nd, which is also my wedding anniversary. Also Election Day. So if you're in the U.S. and you're in somewhere where you have elections, go vote. So Act 3, the prize track is the Geriatric Park Jeep, the House of Pain, the Hibbert Island Bungalow, Spider Bart Trees, and Comic Book Ram. So this is very, aside from the Geriatric Park Jeep, I just love how they randomly stick these Geriatric Park items in the prize tracks. Everything else is very Island of Dr. Hibbert, Treehouse of Horror segment inspired. So Saf, what are your thoughts on those?
Even though Lee mentioned the Geriatric Park Jeep is not part of the Island of Dr. Hibbert, I do like it. It does kind of complete Geriatric Park, which, as I mentioned, was like probably my favorite THOH segment in this whole event. Mm-hmm. Favorite act in that regards. So I actually did get more than one of those. So just to kind of place around Geriatric Park. So that was nice. As far as the Island of Dr. Hibbert goes, I also like that. I really loved the Island of Dr. Moreau and both the book and the movie. And as well as the segment that THOH did way back, oh my God, what was it, season 13? Season 14, THOH 13. So that was a really good segment. And I was kind of hoping we'd get a little bit, a few more characters. So to get Marge and Santa, the comic book guy, the Ram is nice. But I feel like we got to get more characters from this episode. Getting Spider Bart as a decoration in the tree is nice as well. It looks like a really cool decoration. The buildings fit nicely with the other ones as well. So, I mean, two buildings, a character, a full character, as well as a decoration that has a character kind of hanging from the tree as well. Overall, this was a really great prize track for me.
Yeah, I agree. This is, you know, we talked about it in the spoiler video, and I think we talked about it in our Act 1 video too. You know, a lot of times these events kind of go like this, the first two acts, and then they just start to dwindle down. This, I really think, is like slow chugging. And as we're reaching that peak, we're hitting Act 3, and I think that's a good thing. You know, I don't really see the jumping off the cliff happening in Act 4, you know, no hot dog cooker bot. So, but I definitely think Act 3 is probably the best act of this event because it's the only one with a full character on it. Every other Act 2 had no characters. Act 4 and Act 2, Act 1 rather, just had costumes. So Comic Book Ram being a full character, not a costume, is great. The Spider Bart trees, I do like that it's a decoration, because you think about it and it's like, well, Bart's a spider in that, and what kind of tasks are you going to give him to do, yeah, you know, roaming around Springfield? So I feel like the way that they did it, you're getting a character, but you're not getting a character. And when you tap on him, he does spell things out in webs, a la Charlotte. So I think that's pretty good. And like you, the Geriatric Park Jeep, that's a vehicle I didn't mind getting because it does complete Geriatric Park. I won't be spending donuts to buy more, though. House of Pain, Hibbert Island Bungalow, those are also nice additions. You know, it's nice to have themed areas again. You know, everything kind of works together. You can create one section of your Springfield. So if you have the Island of Dr. Hibbert, which you may have gotten from, you know, a Treehouse of Horror, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago. You know, you can kind of build, I don't want to say build off of that because it's an island in your ocean, but you can kind of like create a section of your ocean and kind of just expand upon it, which is what I intend to do, you know, with boardwalk tiles and stuff, and really try to build it out, make it look good. So those in combination with the premium Hibbert Island Manor with Panther Marge really would, well, is a nice addition to the Island of Dr. Hibbert area. I do agree with you, though. I think that they could have had more characters. I would have loved to have seen Walrus Homer. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of bummed that it's not in the game. Maybe it'll come in a future update. Mm-hmm. Also, the Flanders, what is it, Centaur Flanders, I believe it was. No,
was it a Centaur? No, that was a different episode.
It was he was half cow because he wanted Homer to milk him in the episode. Yeah. So that was a really good one. So there's little ones that I wish we got that we didn't get, but we do have the Frink one. If you do Dr. Hibbert's task, he pops up on the table. It's actually part of our header right now. Actually, no, not right now. It'll be part of our Thanksgiving header. So you do see the Frink character as well in the game. I wish we had some more characters from that, in particular Walrus Homer. And it would have been nice to have the pool area as well, and be able to have the characters kind of interact with the pool. That would have been funny too. Thoughts, let's talk about Panther Marge. Did you buy that combo?
Definitely. That was up there with Grampusaurus, tied for my first choice. Getting her was great. She does include Walrus Homer as part of her storyline and dialogue as you're progressing through. Absolutely. I do wish he was in the game too, Walrus Homer. Getting Marge, I feel it was a nice touch. We've always, especially the earlier years, everyone always complained about the disparity between the number of male characters and female characters. So it's nice that they brought in a female character this way. Panther Marge is great. The storyline's great. Who doesn't love a blue-haired feline, right? So they just took her hair and just dropped it down. So turned her into a little panther there. It's for me, this, again, if you're only going to be able to buy two, for me, Grampusaurus and Panther Marge are like tied for the top two.
Yeah, I agree. I purchased her. It's nice. It's a full character, not a costume, similar to comic book Ram. So it's nice that it is a full separate character. Her quest line is pretty funny. Her tasks are a little disappointing compared to where they could have taken it, but they're not bad. It's definitely, I purchased it. I grabbed it right away. It was one of my top picks I circled when we did the spoiler video. I grabbed it. And like I said, Hibbert Island Manor, it will go nice with my, Island of Dr. Hibbert area that I intend to do when I, find the time to do it. For now, it'll just be a section in my ocean where I throw things. I think that was a good premium combo for this. And the other thing I like, again, they're interweaving that storyline. So now military action in Act 2 failed. So now they're trying something new. They're trying mad science with Dr. Hibbert. And I like that the way they took the storyline was they didn't take Springfielders and turn them into their animal versions. They just created animal versions of the Springfielders. So that's why they're separate characters and not a alter ego of one of them, which is where the segment from Treehouse of Horror went, where it actually turned Homer into Walrus Homer. So there was no more Homer. It was just Walrus Homer. In this case, it is a separate person, quote unquote, in the thing, and they're supposed to fight the dinosaurs. So I do like that. That's kind of what they're doing with the storyline. I appreciate that effort. Obviously, we know it's going to fail because it's Act 3, and we have a whole nother act and a climax to hit in the story. But it's still a fun way to approach the dinos running around Springfield, in my opinion. Thoughts on that?
No, absolutely. They did a great job. They took five different THOH segments. And they did a great job of intertwining them and making the dialogue fit all five, where it just feels like a natural progression from one to the other. We've said this, like you said it earlier in the episode. The dialogue has been just amazing. You can see that the writers are putting an effort into the dialogue that they're providing. And to intertwine five different segments, five different movies, spoofs, and make it into one cohesive story. You can tell how well educated the writers of The Simpsons are. It's well documented. I think I had a Monday musings about it, like how many Harvard degrees and Yale degrees and all that there are. So you could definitely see like their hard work, and it just makes the game a lot much more fun. You don't feel like there was a time where you would just kind of like tap, 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 all right, whatever, let's get to the task. Now you actually want to read the dialogue, enjoy it, laugh, That's just another bonus with these events.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then looking ahead to Act 4, which I said will start on Tuesday, we kind of wrap everything up. I'm not going to, I'm going to keep this spoiler free for those who don't want to know what's in Act 4 until it actually hits. But those who do, you can look at the Addicts event page for the Treehouse of Horror event, which is accessible right on the main page of TSTOaddicts.com, and it'll tell you what those prizes are. And I do think Act 4, while I don't think it's going to be the best act, I do think it's going to be worth an Act 4. I think the story is going to come to a good conclusion, and you're going to have some fun stuff associated with Act 4. And I like the way that it ends. It doesn't end on a hot dog cooker bot. So I've mentioned that three times now in this episode. So
hey, it's going to become a drinking game for our viewers. Every episode, just take a drink every time Ellis says hot dog cooker bot.
So Act 4 should be fun. I'm excited to see how the storyline ends. I mean, spoiler, I already know how the storyline ends. I know all the dialogue for the event, but it is fun. And the premium character, the premium combo for Act 4 is fun. The tasks look fun and the dialogue's fun. It'll be a fun act. I think that's going to do it from us. We will be back in a couple of weeks wrapping up Act 4, the entire event, which is when we'll do our good, bad, and ugly of the Treehouse of Horror event. And I will likely put up a question for you guys to answer about your good, bad, and ugly, because I know you guys have a lot to say about this event. A lot of bad and ugly moments of this event. Hopefully you can find some good, too. So we will be doing that in the next couple of weeks when this event ends. Saf, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
All I gotta say is hot dog cooker bud.
I don't have a drink with me tonight, so I can't join you. But so hot dog cooker bot, and we will see you guys on the next show. So thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.